T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now, I'm pleased to welcome Tommy Brannon, who has joined us a couple times on the program, who's on the Board of Supervisors representing 3Chopped here in Henrico County, and Dan Schmidt, the vice chair from Brooklyn. And gentlemen, I'm glad to have you here because I saw this story and circled it in the newspaper about this indoor sports complex at the mall that I used to go to, Virginia Center Commons. What's the scoop on this? This thing is a green light. It's going to happen?
Dan, you want me to go first?
Yeah, please do.
Sure. Yeah. Good morning, John. Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you all this morning. It is a green light. It's going to happen. You know, it's less than a year we've really been talking about. We approved this last November. Mm-hmm. It took a slight pause, of course, during COVID rebudgeting. But you know, here we are approving the next phase of it, and we're going to move forward with a facility that not only will revitalize that Virginia Center Commons area, but provide such a benefit to the youth in our community and the folks that visit our county.
And what will be included in the project?
So the facility is it's an indoor athletic complex. It'll host it'll have 12 indoor basketball courts convertible to 24 volleyball courts. All the equipment hung from the ceiling, and the flexibility of this building is the key. On one side of it, it'll have retractable seating for 4,500. So when the bleachers are brought out, it'll be real seats, real seatbacks. But we'll be able to have convocation seating in there for 4,500.
Wow, that's nice. Tommy, let me ask you, because this is the question that I would ask the City of Richmond officials if they were on, what's the financial on this? Because I think a lot of people don't have faith in the
part.
City,
let
but
me,
they do have faith in
Let me preempt that
Henrico.
A little bit. Right. Let me preempt that just a hair, John, with a former supervisor, whose spot Dan Schmidt is serving the community better than ever before. Dick Glover, for about 20 years ago, said it's kind of crazy that we are renting every year for every one of our high schools the Siegel Center. And Henrico, with as many schools and as many children as we have, we should have our own.
Right.
That parlayed with the one of our biggest things being sports tourism. The soccer tournaments alone brought in $28 million, right, Dan?
That's correct.
Anyway, and so it is a big part of what we do in Henrico economy wise. So it helps out the restaurants, the hotels, the whole general area. So that has always been a thought, always been going forward. There was talk of the Virginia Center Commons with, as you know, especially now after COVID, being reduced and commercial going out. What is there to do with this? We want to reimagine, redo Virginia Center Commons. At that time, we were approached with buying a piece of it to put in what Henrico County had been planning to do for years. So the stars and the moon all aligned, and then you get down to financials. We put a cap of $50 million hard on it, which would be utilities, property, and building. If it was going to go above or beyond that, the project would be capped by us.
And it's a public-private partnership, or this building will be owned by the county?
It is. That's private-public.
Yeah, that's the best part, John. So what you've seen this county do, you just saw us do it with Belmont, where the county owns a municipal golf course. But let's face it, county running a municipal golf course might not be the best tactic for our residents and the best use of the property. So here comes First Tee in with millions of dollars in renovation and going to deliver a golf course for our residents with a public-private partnership. You saw it with the Frank J. Thornton Aquatic Center that we just opened with the YMCA. So we build the building, we have the property, but we bring in a first-class operator to operate it all for the benefit, both use benefit and financial benefit of our residents. And we're going to do it here again with this facility.
Well, it sounds like an exciting prospect, and it's great that Henrico County, with your history of management, solid management economically, I don't think I'm just blowing smoke, I think that is factual, certainly compared to the city of Richmond, that this is coming to Henrico. I suspect that the surrounding counties are going to have to step up and take up the slack if we continue to see Richmond spiral downward the way they have. I won't put you guys on the spot because you're probably very diplomatic in your interaction with the folks in Richmond, but that's my observation after many decades living here. Tommy Brannon, Henrico Board of Supervisors from Three Chopped, and Dan Schmidt from Brooklyn. Really appreciate the chance to talk to you, and congratulations. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, John.
John, you have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.